Welcome, everybody, to another exciting edition of KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. I'm joined by the great Joel Drucker, one of the best tennis journalists in the business. Worked for Tennis Channel, wrote the book Jimmy Connors Saved My Life. Big news today, Joel. Maria Sharapova calls a press conference. Speculation it might be a retirement announcement. Unfortunately, it's due to the failure of a drug test, although when we talked off air, we both felt like she handled things pretty well.
She did handle it very well. She stepped right up. She announced what happened. She took full responsibility for it. She learned that the drugs that she'd been taking for 10 years by the end of December was going to be banned by the ITF starting January 1st. But she didn't know that in December. She didn't read the details about the note that was sent to her and other players detailing banned drugs. And soon after losing at the Australian Open, she failed a drug test. She's unhappy that she failed a drug test and is going to have to deal with a possible suspension or some other forms of penalty. But what has always marked Maria Sharapova in my mind is she takes responsibility. She admits that she loses. She admits when bad things happen, and she just continues to march forward. So it'll be very interesting to see what continues from this.
One of the things that you have always been impressed with regard to Maria Sharapova has been just overall career management. And I think you and I both agree that getting out ahead of this story, taking ownership of it, probably in the long run will serve her well.
These things get announced from time to time about athletes who fail drug tests. And I think Maria was smart to say, hey, I learned this. I'm going to get ahead of it. I'm going to announce it on my terms and let the world know about it right away rather than have it seep out through a news release, through some story, and then there's conjecture, and then she's having to react to inquiries, and this way she gets ahead of the news. And so I think it was exemplary, and she has always done that. She's always done that with her corporate partners, with her tennis, with her injuries, with her coaches, very clear about what she wants to do and how she goes about doing it.
Joel, she always has surrounded herself by consummate professionals in most areas of her career. That being said, does this surprise you that this one got by her team?
Well, that's a little unfortunate. I'm not quite sure how that all happened, and we'll probably learn a little more of the technical logistics of how the athlete and their group is notified. Does the athlete herself get an email? Does the agency get an email? How does it happen? Does it come through the tour? How are the drugs detailed? Is there a list that highlights the drugs? I'm not quite sure how that happened, so that's unfortunate, and she admitted that she didn't look at it closely, but that can happen.
Joel, finally, before we let you go on this particular topic, it's an Olympic year. Roger Federer has come out and said how important it is that he get an opportunity to win gold in Rio. Could it be said that maybe there was some strategy in coming out with this announcement now so that maybe Maria could mitigate some of the damages that might be set forth by way of a suspension or a ban so that by the time she is hopefully healthy again, she is actually able to compete by the time the Olympics come around?
Oh, I'm not going to conjecture about the chronological machinations of the Sharapova team. I mean, she only learned about this last week, so I think it was more a question of let's just deal with this as soon as possible. Remember, our sport isn't one where people just point to the Olympics. There are all sorts of avenues and opportunities, and there's the Olympics, and there's Wimbledon, and there's the French Open, and there's the U.S. Open, and there's tournaments. There's a number of things that shape that. I mean, does that mean if the Olympics were far away, they wouldn't have wanted to get it out as soon? I think it was more a matter of learning this from the ITF, which was, I believe, just last week, and then just let's deal with this rapidly rather than have it be rapidly dealt to us.
I'm Andy Zoden. He's Joel Drucker. You're listening to KickServeRadio.com, Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. Joel, I think it's safe to say we both agree that the way Maria Sharapova handled this will probably limit the amount of damage that she incurs. Is that your final take on it?
I think what it shows is just how professional Maria Sharapova is in addressing things that face her career. I think she's always willing to look things straight on, with eyes wide open.
Joel, we're getting into the heart of the tennis season. It's always great to connect with you. Thanks so much for joining me on this very surprising and controversial topic, but one that we both agree Maria Sharapova handled very well.
You're welcome, Eddie. Thank you.